Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps. And you are listening to Kathleen's Corner, and this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I've tried, and whatever is on my mind. Haha. Today, it's going to be what's on my mind because of something that I was asked on Sunday, and I'm going to try to make this podcast as fast as I possibly can because I actually need to get a bunch of stuff done today. So on Sunday, a friend of mine said to me, "Have you heard the news?" And I started cracking up. I was like, "No, I haven't heard the news." So she was telling me about some fires in Greece and other things. And then she said to me, "How do you not know about the news?" And I said, "Because I don't listen to the news. I don't read the news. I don't watch the news. I won't do it anymore. I am so sick of it." And my reasons for this is pretty easy or simple. I am so sick of the lies that get told on the news. And it's like, I don't even understand why people actually believe all the lies that they hear on the news. And it just seems like it's the same thing over and over again on the news. And I get tired of hearing about it. I get tired of hearing about Trump and, "Oh, he did this and, oh, he did that and blah, 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 blah." And it's just a bunch of stinking lies. And then there's Biden, which, this, that, the other thing, and Biden's son, which it's like more than likely true with Biden's family, what is being put on the news. Problem is, our government does nothing about any of it. Our government, the American government, they want people to believe the lies. They want so badly to put innocent people in jail. And yet the people who have actually done something wrong and illegal, they're trying to keep out of jail. That is completely backwards from what the system is supposed to do. So yeah, stuff like that makes me not want to listen to the news. And then there's all this other stuff with woke and liberalism that is getting put out there on the news that I do not want entering my brain or my thoughts. So no, I am not going to listen to the news or read the news. Anything I actually need to know that's important, my husband will let me know. Other than that, I don't want to hear about it. And I imagine other countries, it might be the same way. No matter what country you live in, there's a pretty good chance that the news that you're listening to is false. They want you to think one thing when it's actually something else that's taken place. And for some reason, people are like, "Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah," instead of checking it out for themselves. And like, I hear people constantly going back and forth with each other. "Oh, blah, 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 blah. Trump should be in jail. Oh, leave Biden alone. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, this should happen. That should happen. Blah, 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 blah." I'm like, really? Stop acting like babies. I get so tired of it. And the American government really should have, it's not supposed to be like this. It just isn't. I don't know how they let the liberalism get so far into the government of America. I don't know how they let the woke thing get so far into the government. I just don't get it. This political correctness stuff, I just don't understand. And I will never understand it. And now, the thing you have to understand about me is, I can be a very blunt person, and I will tell you exactly the way it is. I don't know how to color code things or whatever, or make it sound nice. So you're either going to hate me, or you're going to love me because of that. But when I tell you that our government has just gone haywire and off the wall and it's just not doing the way it's supposed to be doing, it's the truth. You may not like hearing it, but it's the truth. And you might be thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know what I'm talking about. Okay, just because I don't watch the news every single day or listen to the news every single day doesn't mean I don't know what's going on. Because I do hear my husband talking to people, and I do hear little bits here and that, but I'm not stupid. I know right from wrong. And I know the way the news media is acting is wrong. I know how our government is handling things is wrong. I know how other governments are handling things is wrong. But people seem to prefer to do wrong over right these days. I don't get it. It's just so frustratingly annoying. So when I tell you that, no, I will not turn on the radio and listen to the news, I really won't do it. And I will not watch Fox News. I will not watch CNN. I will not watch any of them because I just get so mad that it makes me want to curse. And I don't curse. I will not listen to any of these different NPR shows that my husband sometimes plays, and they start talking about things that's absolutely ridiculous. And I literally turn off the radio on him. And he's like, yep, had enough of that, haven't you? I'm like, oh, you betcha. I can't do it. I just can't. I hear things, and I really sometimes just want to tell people, what's wrong with you? Why are you letting these things enter your brain? Why are you letting these thoughts come to your brain? Why are you listening to these lies and believing them? It frustrates me. It really does. And maybe it shouldn't, but it does. And I mean, my husband, I know he loves to listen to it all, and he'll go do all these different theories with people. I don't want to hear about theories. I just want the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, but at least it's there and it's out in the open. You know, sometimes it's easier to just pull off that Band-Aid than to just inch it off. And I just get so tired of hearing about things. Now, it does make me very, very scared when I hear about the wildfires that's happening in Canada or in Greece or wherever. That I don't mind hearing about because, you know, it's something that I can pray about, that it will stop. But other than that, I mean, give me something good in the news. How often is there anything good in the news? I don't want to hear about high gas prices anymore. I don't want to hear about the electric cars anymore. It just frustrates me. And I know there's got to be other people out there that it frustrates. I know there is because I hear it. Just no one takes action. They don't. I mean, I would take action. I just don't know how to go about it. Like, if I could, I would, you know, march up to the White House and say, hey, stop lying. Stop covering up. But I can't because I can't. I mean, if I tried to do that, I would probably get arrested. And I don't want to get arrested, so I'm not going to do that. And I could try to tweet about it, but I've seen the way tweets go, or whatever it's called these days. I don't know what Elon Musk is going to call it these days, but I see all the things go through on my Twitter or my X feed, whatever, about Biden and Trump, and all I could think to myself is, oh my goodness, really? This is just absolutely ridiculous. So I try to be very careful with what I put on out there on Twitter and all that stuff because I just don't want to get into any arguments. I don't want to get into any fights. It's absolutely ridiculous. I just, bleh. And I get tired of it. And I mean, if you live in another country and all you get is what's on the news about America or about Trump or about Biden and not actually get it from like the main source, then of course you're just gonna believe it or listen to lies and believe the lies. And it's gonna be like, well, how do you know the truth? I mean, if all you're gonna get out of the news media are lies, how do you get to the truth? And isn't the truth what matters? At least it used to matter. These days, people don't seem to care. They just say, hey, lock them up. They don't care. Just lock them up. They don't care. And it bothers me. It really, really bothers me. And I really can't do anything about it. The only thing I could do is a podcast. And I don't even know if anybody cares about my podcast. But at least I could do it. And I get my thoughts out this way. You know, you don't have to agree with me. That is the one thing I will tell you about my podcast. If I talk to you about something like this, that's on my mind, these are my thoughts. You don't have to agree with me. And I'm okay with you not agreeing with me. Perfectly okay with that. But I also don't want anyone cursing at me, because that I don't appreciate. I would never, ever curse at you. So if you do have any comments or anything to say, that's perfectly fine. If you're totally against what I'm saying, that is perfectly fine. I just ask you not to curse at me. That's it, because I will not curse at you. And I just think that's only fair. So that's my podcast for today. Me just getting it all out there and saying, have you heard the news? Well, you may have heard the news. I haven't heard the news, at least not by turning on the radio or a news channel. But, you know, I do hear people talking. And I'd rather not hear about it. But, you know, I guess it is what it is. And sometimes I just get so tired of it. And it's like, just shut up already. You know, I won't actually tell someone to shut up about it. But I might walk away from a conversation or people that are in a group of conversation if I get tired of it, because I'm just, after a while, I get sick of all of it. It's just frustrating. And I know I'm not the only one that gets frustrated. I know this. Sometimes I feel like I'm just the only one who's actually willing to do a podcast about it and say, hey, this is stupid. This is frustrating. Stop already. It's really not complicated. But people like to make it complicated, and I don't know why. The news media likes to make it complicated. The government likes to make it complicated. Some people like to make it complicated. You don't have to. I mean, try the truth. It generally works. And I find if someone tells me the truth, I'm more inclined to trust them than someone who's going to lie to me, and then it's going to be like, nope, don't trust you. So right now, yeah, there's a bunch of people I don't trust, but I mean, I guess that's besides the point. So have you heard the news? Have you? Do you listen to it? Do you actually believe it? I, at this point, have not, for the most part. I mean, there are things, obviously, that I know since I'm doing this podcast, but I don't know. Have you heard the news? I've heard some of it. Don't really care to hear any more about it, but there you go. That is my podcast for the day. That is my how to get it off my chest for the day podcast. And if you agree with me, that's great. If you don't agree with me, that's okay too, because we are all allowed our opinions. At least so far we are. So with all that said, I'm going to say this all really, really fast. If you liked what you heard, and you would like to follow my podcast, that would be great, Kathleen's Corner. You can follow me on Twitter, at SRKBeer. If you would like to follow my company on Twitter, or whatever it's called, it's at Bears with Apps. If you would like to check out all my videos, which is almost 200 at this point, you could go to my YouTube channel, at Kat N. Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I am on LinkedIn. My blog is kathleensmith.org. Lots of travel blogs, lots of personal blogs, but they are there and you could check them out. And if you're going to places like Ireland, England, Israel, India, or Wales, a whole bunch of different places, I've got a blog for you. And I've also got podcasts on them as well. If you are interested in any of my books, you can find them on my blog. There's Miscarriages, My Story, which was not an easy book to write, but I got it out there for you. And Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. If you have kids that are in need of an app to help them with writing or practicing their writing or practicing their adding, practicing their multiplying and stuff like that, we've got the app for you. If you need help with practicing spelling, we've got that for you. If you would like the Money Pit game, which is a brand new simple game, but seems like toddlers love that game, we've got that for you. We've got a couple of different cash registers that It's just simple cash register. Kids love them. I don't know why, but they do. You can find all of our apps over at bearswithapps.com. They are all in the Apple App Store. You could get them on your Apple phone or your iPad. I hope you enjoy them. There is always a money-back guarantee if for some reason you do not like our apps. If there's something that you would like to see changed, please let us know and we'll do our best. Or if something is not working right, let us know so we could get it fixed. Thank you. I do want to thank you again for listening to my podcast, Have You Heard the News, on Kathleen's Corner. It is what it is, and I said what I said. Yeah, because that was the only thing I had for today, to be honest with you, but I thought it would be an okay podcast. I will be back when I'm back. In the meantime, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night, and thank you for listening to Kathleen's Corner.